This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The FDA will now decide about Pfizer boosters for all adults. The AP's Julie Walker.
Older Americans and other groups particularly vulnerable to the virus have had access to a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine since September. But the FDA has said it would move quickly to expand boosters to younger ages if warranted. Pfizer is submitting early results of a booster study to make its case that it's time to expand. The study concluded a booster given 11 months after the last vaccine could restore protection against symptomatic infection to about 95%, even as the extra contagious Delta variant was surging. Side effects were similar to those seen with the company's first two shots.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers admits he misled people about his COVID vaccination status, but he says he stands behind the comments he made. He did not get vaccinated and has now tested positive. A review of emergency plans for that music festival in Houston shows it did not include protocols for dangerous crowd surges, like the one during the Travis Scott concert on Friday night. 8 people died. Hundreds of others were injured. More than 20 lawsuits have already been filed. By Friday, the National Archives plans to turn over former President Trump's records to a House committee investigating the January 6th riot. But the former president's promising an appeal after a federal judge turned down his request to block the release of documents. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan refused the request, saying President Joe Biden is best positioned to determine if executive privilege should be waived, which Biden did last month. According to a filing by the National Archives, the documents being sought include call logs, drafts of remarks, and handwritten notes from Trump's then chief of staff, Mark Meadows.
This is AP News. Brian Williams says he's leaving NBC News at the end of the year.
Calling it the end of a chapter and the beginning of another, Brian Williams says he is leaving NBC after 28 years. Williams says in a note to his colleagues that he'll be leaving the network when his contract ends in December. He didn't specify why, other than to say that his leave-taking comes following much reflection. Williams remade his career on MSNBC after losing his job as anchor of NBC Nightly News for making false claims about a wartime story. He promises in his note that he will pop up again somewhere. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Casinos had their best few months ever in the third quarter, making nearly $14 billion. That's more revenue than for all of 2020, they say. More consumers feel comfortable visiting casinos now. Casinos are back on track to break the yearly record of more than $43.5 billion set in 2019. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.